Always great to share the expertise of Angie Medcalf. She is our calf and heifer specialist from Heartland Cooperative in Dorchester. And today we're talking one word, saturated, because that's really what everything is from all the rains we've had around the area. And, you know, you need some precip, but, you know, sometimes you get too much of a good thing, and that's what we're looking at right now. So, Angie, let's talk about some of the water hazards on our farms. You know, with all this rain we've been seeing, what kind of issues are you seeing on the farm?
Well, you know, specifically, you know, with calves, we're seeing, you know, rain is coming down too hard, you know, with the wind. So, you know, rain gutters aren't working properly, downspouts, whatever. If the curtains and overhangs weren't set up properly, it's just not keeping that rain out. So, yeah, we've got wet calves, we've got wet bedding, wet mangers, wet feed spoilage, the whole ball of wax.
Yeah, wet is the word. Now, are hutches also having some problem with all these heavy downpours?
Well, right. Yeah, it's really hard to keep them dry. You know, you can be bedding out there twice as often as you normally do. And, you know, if your pad isn't level or sloped quite right, you're going to find out this year. These hutches are sitting in ponds of water. And unfortunately, if you don't get them drained quick enough, you know, calves aren't smart enough to not drink that. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, they can get pretty sick if they're drinking that dirty water.
That's an excellent point. So, I mean, what are some of the things a farmer should be watching out for to make sure the calves are safe?
Well, you know, obviously, you're cleaning up. If you're flooded, you're getting rid of the water and things like that. Main thing is, though, you know, you clean out those bed packs, clean out those hutches and start over. I know we try throwing bedding on top. It soak up that moisture. It uses a lot of bedding, which can get pretty expensive. Bedding breaks down as it heats with all that moisture, creates ammonia. Then we see pneumonia in calves. So getting them cleaned out, getting them limed, getting that all taken care of. Another thing to watch out is, you know, flooding can bring bacteria and stuff to your farm. So we try to get rid of that.
And that's a very good point. Have you gotten any reports from any guys of having, I know we've had standing water, but have there been any flooding problems?
Yeah, you know, where your hut pads aren't quite good enough or your barn is kind of downhill from the farm, all of a sudden we see water sitting right in there. And you know, if it's runoff from the rest of the farm or from a field that's just been spread with manure or something, it can be kind of nasty.
Excellent point. So what's your tip of the day?
Well, you know, storm season's here again, too. So, you know, it's a good idea to weigh down those hutches, stake down the edges, whatever you need to do. With summer heat, you know, we have to have the hutches' backs propped up so we have airflow for the calves. Unfortunately, that lets the wind grab them and take them away. So, you know, concrete blocks, tires, sandbags, whatever you need or whatever you have on your farm, kind of hold them down so that you don't have to look for calves the next morning.
And anything else that comes to your mind that you want to talk to Angie about, you can call her at Heartland Cooperative, that number 1-715-654-5134. Otherwise, Angie, they can always go to the website.
HeartlandCooperativeServices.com is the website, and yep, check it out. We've got some articles and some things on there, again, with electrolytes from last week and new tips from other areas.
That's Angie Medcalf from Heartland Cooperative in Dorchester. You're on 101.9 WDEZ.